Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The last time we were in Murondoy, Zina marched into the police station to report Catalina for coming to her home to assault her, going so far as to accuse Catalina of orchestrating the hit and run. Catalina and Auntie Myrtle were shocked when Sergeant Murray asked that Catalina come in for questioning. The revelation of the police report left Denzel torn between loyalty to his lover and protecting his mother. In the face of Denzel's disapproval, Zina stood firm. After years of abuse by Maurice, she would be bullied no more. She wanted Catalina in jail. Later that evening, Catalina called Denzel, telling her son that he needed to make the whole sordid situation go away before she ended up behind bars. We return to Murondoy to find an unwelcome visitor at Simon's door.
Eva! Eva! Eva!
Joy, why are you out here shouting like this?
Simon, like the send you, I come to see me daughter.
Eva's getting dressed. She will come out to you just now. Please don't cause a scene.
Well, look at you. At your big age, acting like a mouse because of your wife. Is not she send you out here to me,
Simon? What's going on here?
You go back inside, Pepper. I'm handling this.
What is she doing here?
Like me child in living here with the two of y'all, eh? Is the audacity of some people.
Joy, nobody ain't got time for you, your foolishness, you know. Even if you come to see Eva, you don't have to cause confusion.
How is everything going with the pregnancy? I hope you don't slip and fall.
Simon!
Joy, really? I won't allow you to disrespect my wife or my unborn child.
Imagine you claiming to be a father at the big dotish age of 72. She really got you looking like a kunamunu.
This wretch.
Joy, I don't appreciate you coming here with your accusations. Get out of here!
Eva!
One day, Joy.
Eva!
One day you gonna get what you deserve.
I wonder what big belly couple like you gonna do to me.
Simon, talk to this woman, you know.
Abigail, go inside. I don't want you harassing yourself. You're pregnant.
When men left a good woman, they just always end up with trash.
Joy!
Eva!
Come on, Pepper. Let's go inside.
So this is going to become a regular thing now, Simon? Eh? This crassing bride of Chucky going to come here on a regular to harass me because Eva live in it?
Yoo-hoo! Simon, my love! You can come back home to me whenever you want!
Please stop by, be a part of one of our services.
I can't take this, Simon. I can't take this. This is how Joy can be showing up here to harass me now, man.
I will put a stop to it, Pepper. I promise.
The baby in my belly and all upset, Simon. This child suddenly starts moving.
All right. Breathe. Just relax.
Oh.
That's it.
Somebody like Joy would make you go into labor early. After all these years, she's still in over you, man. Oh gosh, man. Eva's 19 years old now.
I know.
You need to bring this to an end quick, Simon. I can't deal with that.
You won't have to.
You trust Eva?
What you mean if I trust my own daughter?
I mean, all these years with their good, and Eva didn't want to come for live with me. Now all of a sudden, I'm pregnant, and she asks for come and live with me.
Well, she said she enjoy aren't getting along.
But what if that is a lie? What if the two of them plan this whole thing?
Plan what?
For Eva moving, and then Joy come and harass me whenever she wants. What if they don't want to see this baby born?
Oh my. Abigail, that is dark.
It's Joy we dealing with, Simon. I believe she feel that she should be a last child mother.
Eva is 19 years old. Joy and I haven't been together for as long as that. For her to have hopes of me and her being together, that's rather silly.
Simon, think about what's saying though. You don't think the two of them could have planned this?
I don't put anything past Joy. But Eva? Come on, man. Look how good you and she have been getting along since she's been living here. Have you felt any sort of ill intent from her?
Well, no.
So why would you think she would be involved in some diabolical scheme with Joy?
Simon, at the end of the day, she could be tricking we that she mean all well and good for we and this baby. We got to realize that Joy is the one who raised Eva for the most part. She could influence she and pass on all she wicked traits. That's why you should play a bigger role as a father, Simon.
Pepper, you know I tried my best to be there for Eva. And yes, I did fail her in a lot of ways. But I tried my best, and you know how Joy didn't make it easy?
And that's why all of this can be them coming to seek revenge.
Oh, boy.
It's better safe than sorry, Simon. We need to watch Eva. And I can't deal with the one Joy showing up here. So Doug got to stop.
Mommy, where are we going?
Your mother can't carry you for a drive, Eva.
You didn't have to come and make such a big scene in front of Daddy's house.
I don't care what Simon and the pig we got for a wife think. I can come there whenever I feel and make as big as a scene as I want as long as you live in there.
Mom,
you decide to move out of my house and I mustn't feel away.
I lived most of my life with you, Mommy. Why now that I beg I can't want to live with me, Father?
So wait. You really trying to make this a permanent thing?
I like living with them.
So like me house is a pig pen or something?
No, I ain't set up.
So we're really saying Eva.
Please, just let me have this. I want to stay with Daddy and Pepper.
We both know why you really doing this. I strict with you and you want to be over there doing your own thing.
Mommy, I'm 19 now and you want-
19 my foot bottom. What do I have to do with anything? You're still my child, Eva.
But you don't want me to have any freedom.
Oh, so I must let you let you go and run out there like a wild horse. Is that what you're telling me?
I just want my freedom.
You want to go there and fling your body about the place? That's what you want? Your father know about the big dirty man I catch you talking to? Whatever I do, I always do it for your best interest, Eva. Them ain't got nothing out in these streets. You're gonna either end up with a belly or a disease.
What you talk?
I just talk my story plain.
I know about protecting myself, Mommy. I'm not stupid.
Oh, It's all right that you're thinking about doing things. Well, mouth open, story jump out.
Mommy,
you see when all your lil and hot? Yes, Jai. You try your best and this is your reward. She want to go there and run around with scraps.
Mommy, please turn the car around and take me back to daddy. Please.
I can carry you back when I ready. Let me tell you something, Eva. You ain't gonna embarrass me. You ain't too big for a dick too broadside in you.
No, you want to abuse me. Great.
I try to keep you on the straight and narrow. Not because you feel you're big, you think you can run out there and it's a free for all. Not under my watch. Over my dead body, Eva. And if you think I can let you for live in peace with Simon and the arms housewife, you got another thing coming.
Sharona, I'm glad you answered the call, girl. I didn't worry about you, you know. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Mr. John. I'm still looking for a place to rent.
Girl, rent is a big man in this place.
Right? Tell me about it. Everybody wants over 100,000. And if you see some of these places.
I know, it's not easy.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but I really need to find a place.
You uncomfortable with it, eh?
No, I'm okay. Kimal, Kavita, and the father, they ain't treating me bad or anything. But I don't want to overstay my welcome, you know?
Well, I hope you find a place soon.
Yeah, man. Plus, me and Kavita getting things off the ground for start with business. So soon I can start making money from that. I ain't really got nothing to worry about.
Good. You know, you're an ambitious young lady. And I liked about you.
Thanks, Mr. John.
Anyway, how the counseling is going?
It's going good, you know. I haven't touched any drugs since.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, man. And though I had a little difficulty at first, I feel good now. Like, I'm thinking clearer and everything.
You're on the right track, Sharona. Keep it up. Watch, you don't let nobody distract you.
I won't. So, how is Miss Coretta?
Miserable as usual.
Shucks.
Sharona, me wife ain't got change for change at all. Coretta gonna be miserable till the day she dead.
That lady needs help.
Really, John?
Sharona got to go.
She just come?
Yeah. I'm gonna touch base with you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So you talking me name with Sharona?
Nobody ain't gonna talk your name, Coretta. The girl just asks how you doing.
And you couldn't wait to tell she how I miserable?
She know that for herself already.
If I so miserable, why you don't get out me house?
Don't worry, I walk in Panda.
You could leave now.
Alright. In case you're wondering, Sharona doing fine.
And what I care?
She going to counseling and she off the drugs.
But she ain't pregnant no more with a rich baby. So what she really doing well with?
Hey, you know it was the best thing for the girl move out from you?
Yes. Because Coretta, who opened she house for help a young lady, is such an evil person.
You lie on the girl and all kind of thing. You don't respect her choice to have an abortion.
And I still don't respect what she did. So what?
You know, Sharona inspire me. Hearing how well she doing with the counseling and the fact that she come off the drugs, I gonna go back to counseling.
Well, look at that. Congratulations.
Yeah. It's time I deal with what happened to me in prison and really work on my problem with alcohol.
John, imagine I trying to help you. How much time I tell you for go back to counseling, but you cuss me, you pell down me house, you drink the rum like a fish, you do all kind of thing, but listen to me.
I guess I wasn't ready.
But because Sharona, young and beautiful, she now inspire you.
Coretta.
I know you always want she, and God knows what the two of y'all be doing in here when I wasn't looking.
Woman, you serious? Eh? Look, I see Sharona as a daughter. I'm not a pervert.
The baby must be you one and all.
Coretta, you really make Jezebel look like a saint. You need to have a conversation with God about why you're so evil. You need to repent.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.